between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Today, your slow shipping may soon drag your SEO down. Another privacy-aware ad tracking solution is launched. Is TikTok on the verge of going all Quibi on us? The numbers are in, and nobody cares about Zuck's Metaverse. And on the Premium Podcast, with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more, the peculiar strategy behind the Don't Buy Our Product campaign. It's Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm Steph Gunn, filling in for Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Attention e-commerce sellers. Google now factors shipping time into your search ranking. Retailers enrolled in Merchant Center are getting emails from Google describing a new program called the Shopping Experience Scorecard, which will boost rankings in Google Shopping for those who provide an excellent customer experience. The company says that the program will monitor several aspects of your customer service, including delivery time, shipping cost, return cost, and return window. On each metric, you will receive a rating of excellent, comparable, or opportunity. If you score well on these metrics, then your listing may be eligible for a boost in ranking, a badge on your listing, prominence in placements on the shopping tab, and other benefits that will help consumers find your business. Google noted that while you may not receive the benefits, you will not be penalized if you don't offer a certain level of customer experience or if you don't provide some or all of the requested information. Here's how you can see your performance for each metric and your overall score. Sign in to your Merchant Center account, then from the navigation menu, click Growth, and then finally click Shopping Experience Scorecard. In a recent experiment with Google Ads, the Wall Street Journal found that advertising campaigns that used first-party data from the publisher performed better, and those advertisers were 37% more likely to run another campaign. With the cookieless future approaching, the journal has recently focused its advertising efforts on collecting and using first-party data, including investing in proprietary software such as Thematic, Safe Suite, and Insight, and it also has access to a wide range of first-party data because its parent company, Dow Jones, has more than 4 million digital subscribers. The journal uses Ad Manager's data management platform to segment its audience in one of two ways. Attribution-based segments, which are developed using subscriber information, such as industry or title that's captured during registration processes, and contextual segments, which are built by looking at the content that readers view and engage with. These segments are then marketed to clients via direct and private marketplace deals on Google Ad Manager. According to a published case study, the journal now uses first-party data to create more than 70% of the audience segments it sells to marketers. Thank you. Here is another company trying to find a solution for the looming demise of the third-party cookie. Outbrain has announced the release of the Engagement Bid Strategy, otherwise known as EBS. Engagement Bid Strategy is a new AI-based campaign optimization tool built for a cookieless world by not requiring third-party cookies or website tracking codes. EBS adjusts cost per click bidding by analyzing data from the advertiser website analytics system. Most importantly, the Engagement Bid Strategy does not require any campaign tracking code to be installed on the advertiser's website. Condé Nast has announced a new partnership with TikTok, in which both Vogue and GQ will produce content exclusively for TikTok. This deal includes several content formats centered around Fashion Month, style, and shopping, including live streams, hashtag challenges, as well as short-form video series produced by its editorial teams and influencers. Digiday reports that the sales teams of Condé Nast and TikTok will work together to secure deals with advertisers specifically for that content. At this point, it's unclear what exactly the partnership will be pitching to advertisers. However, sales efforts will initially be focused on securing sponsorships for live events, which could provide opportunities for beauty, tech, or fashion product integrations. It will be interesting to see what the new partnership ad model will look like. I wonder if they will adopt a model similar to Snapchat's, where there will be a special showcase section within the app that would certainly be an easier place to drop ads, or perhaps this is the opening salvo in a content war that will end up looking more like the now defunct Quibi service. Watch this space. How big of a role should the metaverse play in your marketing strategy? According to a new study, consumer opinions regarding the metaverse are pretty uncertain. 35% of respondents have never even heard of it. Only 6% of consumers said that they were very familiar with the virtual world and that they understand and can describe it to others. Less than a fifth indicated they were somewhat familiar. And while 40% have heard of the metaverse, they aren't sure what it means. Of those who at least know about the metaverse, the majority of respondents have no opinion on it. One-fifth are concerned about its potential impact, and only a fifth are actually excited about it. Data has been provided by Gartner. The analysis surveyed about 320 U.S. consumers. I'm trying to solve a mystery package issue. I had some sort of glitch on my security camera. So I checked my email. I saw that I had a package get delivered. I went to check the mailbox. It wasn't there. So I checked the security footage. Sure enough, I can see the package get delivered to my doorstep, but no sign of someone taking it. But what's weirder is that in the video where I can see the package get delivered, it glitches. So it goes from afternoon to night in about 15 seconds, and I've never seen this happen before, and the package just disappears. 1 second, it's there, and then the next second, it's not. So I don't know what happened. I don't know, maybe paranormal activity, extraterrestrial, maybe my neighbor just swiped it. But whoever has the package has a pretty sweet pair of high-waisted jeans now. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.